Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello once again, everyone, from the news desk at the North Pole Flight Command. This is Elf Alpine reporting. We have breaking news at this time coming from the sleigh barn. Let's go quickly there for an update from Elf Mitch. Mitch, what's happening there?
Al, things have very quickly progressed in just the last little while. A sleigh and the reindeer were brought in and Santa showed up and started hitching them to the sleigh. All signs here seem to indicate launch is going to happen very quickly.
What about the crowd, Mitch? Are they still there?
They are, Al. Everyone stayed. They sang Christmas carols, they drank eggnog, and generally it's been a party atmosphere here. Nobody has been particularly concerned about the delays that I can see. Hold on a second. We're getting an announcement now. Mrs. Claus is here, and we've got the naming of the sleigh going on now. After a year-long quest for name suggestions, millions of submissions, it appears Santa has made a decision. It's being handed to me now. The name selected for this year's sleigh was first suggested by 7-year-old Maddie Hancock of Sector 5 in the United States. Her name, the sleigh's name, is Mary, spelled M-E-R-R-Y, a very festive, if not traditional, Christmas name, Al. And all of this can only mean one thing.
And what's that, Mitch?
Santa's sleigh is soon to launch altogether. Santa's here, the sleigh has been named, the reindeer are ready to go. I think it's going to happen very soon.
Keep your radio dial tuned right here, folks. Santa is soon to leave the North Pole, a little later than normal, but still very much on time. From the North Pole Flight Command, this is Elf Alpine reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.